Good morning, everyone. I call the Conference Committee for Jobs, Workforce, and Labor to order. I acknowledge that quorum is present. We will have different schedule than we anticipated, so we will hear from the Commissioner of Labor, and then we will recess. I believe Senate Labor Committee has a hearing, and then I will recess and hopefully gavel back whenever to the call of the chair. So with that, I'll have Commissioner of Labor come up and introduce yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony. Welcome to the committee, Commissioner.
Good morning, Chair Hassan and members. Thank you for the opportunity to testify here today. My name is Nicole Blissenbach, and I'm the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry. I am pleased to speak in support of the labor provisions in Senate File 3035, and I appreciate the inclusion of the governor's budget recommendations for the department as they support our economy, improve worker protections, and enable the agency to better meet the needs of the Minnesotans we serve. I appreciate the inclusion of key provisions in the bill that support working families, such as investing in prevailing wage education and compliance, which helps ensure that projects funded with public money be constructed and maintained by the best means and highest quality of labor available, and that people working on public works projects be compensated according to the real value of the services they perform. I appreciate that the bill strengthens existing workplace protections for agricultural and food processing workers so that they are protected and aware of their rights, and that the bill invests in outreach related to the workplace rights and obligations under the Women's Economic Security Act. I also appreciate the inclusions of provisions in the bill that help address current workforce challenges and develop a skilled and diverse workforce, such as increasing LEAP grants to better support participation and retention of women, people of color, and Indigenous people in registered apprenticeship programs, increasing funds for youth skills training grants and administration to support more partnerships among school districts, employers, and community organizations to offer meaningful work experience to 16 and 17-year-old student learners. Separating the Division of Labor Standards and Apprenticeship into two separate divisions to best support program operations. And I appreciate the provisions in the bill that help to protect Minnesotans' health and safety, including keeping MnOSHA penalties in line with federal OSHA for employers that fail to provide safe and healthy workplaces for their workers. This would ensure continued federal funding and will encourage employers to comply with workplace safety and health standards. Establishing a nursing home workforce standards board responsible for setting minimum standards necessary to improve recruitment and retention and protect the health and welfare of nursing home workers. Establishing a program and team within DLI to address workplace ergonomic injuries through training, education, and enforcement. Providing ergonomic safety grants to employers to invest in specific equipment or practices that will reduce the risk of injury to employees. Enabling DLI to provide construction code reviews and inspections of assisted living facilities statewide to ensure that facilities designed for the elderly and vulnerable adults meet minimum safety standards. Modifying the state building code requirement for window cleaning safety to incorporate safe window cleaning methods recognized by a national safety standard, making statutory changes to the Office of Combative Sports to better protect combatant health and safety, and investing in additional Minnesota OSHA inspectors, which will allow MnOSHA to be more effective in the enforcement of safety and health standards that contribute to safe workplaces for all Minnesotans. I appreciate the provisions in the bill that help to mitigate climate change, including instituting an adoption framework for the Commercial Energy Code such that buildings can achieve an 80% reduction in an annual net energy consumption compared to a 2004 baseline by 2036, and adding requirements to the Minnesota State Building Code for electric vehicle charging infrastructure within or adjacent to new commercial and multifamily buildings. Funding the growth of apprenticeship opportunities in clean economy occupations. And finally, I appreciate the inclusion of provisions that improve the department's ability to deliver quality services to our stakeholders, such as reducing certain construction codes and licensing fees to align more closely with the services provided and allowing DLI to refund contractor recovery fund fees when an applicant does not receive a license. Recognizing how information technology costs are distributed at DLI so that each work unit pays for the resources they use, and providing additional funding to maintain the current level of service delivery at DLI and offset inflationary pressures. DLI's goal in this budget was to support working families, develop a skilled and diverse workforce, protect Minnesotans' health and safety, work towards mitigating climate change, and improve service delivery at the agency. I want to thank the labor chairs, Senator McEwen and Representative Nelson, for all their work on a labor bill that can help make these goals a reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions for the Commissioner? Or comment? No? Well, thank you for your time. So we will recess on the call of the chair. I was told that this room does not lock, so please don't leave any belonging, but leave your folders here. And Senate Labor has a meeting at 9 o'clock, and then we will come back after that. Yep, just watch your emails. With that, we are adjourned.
Recess.
Okay. All right. Let me do this again. With that, we are at recess at the call of the chair.